All right, welcome. This is class 12. So, yeah, class 12. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Deep into your belly and relax. And let go of any tension in your body. Say hello to your body. Maybe you haven't said hello yet today. So, see how it's doing. How are you feeling? Do you have any tight spots? Any pain? So whatever is drawing you, go to that spot, or you can just feel your whole body at once. If there's anything there that is wanting your attention, go to it and just rest there. And release any emotions or tensions there that you want to release. Just let them go. Or let them be there as they are. And give your body some gratitude for working so hard to keep you here. In this three-dimensional experience. And now let go of the body and bring up the sense of I. I, the observer. I, the perceiver, the one who perceives and observes. The I am. And just remain in the I, or the I am. As the I am. We don't need to go outside for anything. Don't need to seek anything. For now, we can just rest as the I am. Completely relaxed, without making any effort whatsoever. If your mind wanders, just bring it back to the I. Just keep saying I. Thank you. Don't forget yourself. Stay with the I. Consider the thoughts to be just clouds in the sky. All a part of the sky, not separate from it. The thoughts exist within the sky. They are not contrary to the sky. Not separate from it. If it's a clear day and the sky is deep blue, or if it's a cloudy day, it does not concern the sky. Sky is always just the sky. It is not affected in any way by what happens within it. In the same way, we are not really affected by anything that happens within our awareness. All of the vivid appearances come. Stay for a while and then go without us having to do anything about them. They come and go on their own. And the more we become like the sky, the more we become imperturbable. Because we're not attached to any outcome. Any circumstances. Who am I? Do not try to answer the question. Just stay in the question. Do you know what you really are? Have you ever experienced what you really are? Underneath all the chatter, underneath all the stories, connect with that. By posing the question, who am I? And just stay with it. And stay relaxed. Do not make any effort. Notice that when you are in the question, who am I? There are no thoughts. deeper into the question. Do not try to get anywhere with this. Do not try to have a special experience. Let go of any ideas about what you will attain from this practice. And just be in the question, who am I? What is the source of this I? Where does it come from? When you're ready, open your eyes and come back into the room. Happened to the fish truck? He used to honk, like lay on the horn for like 10 minutes and then suddenly he's gone.
Yeah, but who are these is more the question.
Huh?
But who are these guys?
Yeah, who are these guys? Yeah. That's definitely not a fish truck sound.
No, it's not.
Something else. Ah, it's always something, isn't it?
Something inexplicable.
Yeah. That's Portugal. Something inexplicable. That should be like, you know how they have like a little slogan on the license plate of cars sometimes.
Yeah.
Portugal should have a little slogan. Something inexplicable. All right. Have you noticed that things are getting a little crazy right now in the world? Astrologically speaking, it seems we're in for some interesting times within the next few months. There's a lot of planetary alignments happening that are that we haven't seen in our lifetimes yet. Some very powerful energies and a lot of intense change, rapid change. And change means destruction. And it seems the old systems are crumbling to make way for the new systems, new ways of thinking. And whatever changes are happening within the cultures, lots of fighting, violence, famine. Lots of corruption being exposed more and more. Things that have been going on for decades are now starting to be uncovered. Things that have been going on for millennia are being uncovered. As humans begin to wake up a little bit, and so when we are waking up on an individual level, it might seem that things are getting worse. That's just because we're noticing them. We're awake enough to notice things are the way they are. But the world has always been changing. And what's going on now is nothing new. From a conventional point of view, these things you could say are not very good. There's an old story about a Zen farmer. It goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a farmer and he had a horse. And the horse was very valuable to him. Helped him to plow the fields and keep his farm healthy and vibrant. And one day his horse ran away. And all the townsfolk came and came to commiserate with him, said, "Oh, how unfortunate that is for you that your horse ran away. What a terrible thing." And the farmer said, "Maybe, maybe not." The next day, his horse returned with 10 other wild horses, just showed up at his farm. The townspeople came to celebrate. "Oh, that's really great. Look what happened. You had such good luck." And the farmer said, "Maybe yes, maybe no." Then a couple days later, his son showed up to help him with the farm, and while trying to train one of the horses, he fell off a horse and broke his leg. The townspeople came and said, "Oh, how horrible it is, what bad luck." The farmer said, "Maybe, maybe not." About a month later, the local army regiment showed up to draft people into the army. And after having heard that his son had a broken leg, they realized they couldn't draft him. So they went on their way. And the townspeople came and showed up and said, "Oh, congratulations. How fortunate." And the farmer said, "Maybe, maybe not." So, the story kind of points to this idea that we don't really know if something is favorable or unfavorable, and maybe it can't be either. And really, there are no unfortunate events. There's only what the mind tells us about events. A circumstance that could be good one day turn out to be bad the next, and vice versa. On another level, perhaps we're here to learn something, and perhaps the earth dream is a school that we signed up for. And so, like when you go to the gym to work out because you want your body to be stronger, you make life difficult for your body. Right? A workout is to make resistance, to make it difficult for your body. And then as a result, your body becomes stronger. So, if you came here to learn something, to wake up, do you think that's going to happen by sitting on the couch and watching Netflix every day? And just having a good time, trying to have a good time, and everything working out for you all the time, all the good things you want always coming to you? Are you going to learn something from that? Are you going to wake up from that? Probably not. But if the earth experience is a disaster, constant turmoil, everywhere there's war all the time, there's violence, there's suffering, some things good happen, but there's a lot of bad. What are the chances that you're going to learn more from that than from everything good happening? So that's more of a conventional point of view, addressing this idea of what to do, what to think about all the suffering around us. From an ultimate perspective, as Gandhi once said, the only evil that exists in the world lies in the human heart. And that is all where all our battles must be fought. So what Gandhi was saying is that everything is perception, everything is mind. And so what you see out there has to be happening from in here. And it doesn't seem like that's the way it is. It doesn't seem like we're projecting these events. And that's the illusion. That's part of the illusion. When you're in a dream, you don't know that you're dreaming unless you're awake in your dream. The same goes for here in this waking life. What we call waking life is also a dream life. But we have the opportunity to wake up inside the dream, the other dream life. Another way to look at it is if you're looking through a keyhole in a door, you see someone trying to murder someone else through the keyhole in the door, then you open the door slightly and you start to understand that, oh, the one who was trying to kill the other person was the victim of that person in a previous life. The roles were reversed in a previous life. And then you open the door a little wider and you see that, oh, actually they're really just, they're friends, they're laughing about it. They're friends and they're just playing a role. Like how children play roles, or like in theater productions where we're actors playing a character. So, from this point of view, there really is nothing out there that's happening. It's all our perception. The world comes from the mind. It comes from the thoughts. That doesn't mean that the world goes away when we wake up. It just means that we understand the world from a different perspective, from a broader point of view. We can see the game being played versus when we're inside of the game. And that's what all this war and turmoil is in the world. It's like a big theater production. And everyone's here to learn something. That's my point of view. So, if you ask me, there's nothing to worry about. Nothing whatsoever to worry about. So I brought this up because Fran asked me to talk about this. And that's my point of view on it. And if you guys want to share your point of view on it, I'd be interested in hearing that as well.
No, Vince, as well as a theater production. You know why that is. Why do you go to a theater production?
Why?
Yeah, to get distracted.
To get distracted, right.
So tell what it is about.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Do you have you noticed that personally? Do you feel like you're distracting yourself when you go see it?
No. I mean, when you watch a movie,
Yeah.
To just
right.
Get out of the real world.
Yeah. Out of the. Yeah. Right.
You have to get distracted. You know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening in the world today is some kind of same, you know, all the scandals that was happening
are
the outcomes of these Epstein
data
and and now we have a war and no one talks about all the scandals anymore. So.
No one talks about what?
All these scandals.
Yeah, right.
That's why it's an introduced theater play.
Yeah.
But I think they miscalculated a little bit.
Yeah. They miscalculated what?
The response of the actors.
Oh, Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you ask Douglas to talk about? I didn't
know. Oh, well,
so what was it?
Yeah, I came across a podcast that a friend, someone I know very, you know, just a little bit, he's a follower of this guy called Dr. DeMartini, and he was being interviewed on a podcast, and DeMartini said some very, like, what the podcaster named as shocking, absolutely shocking, because DeMartini said things like, oh, there are some upsides to the murder of children. So when you hear that sentence, probably 99.99999% of the population there can't be. How can there possibly be?
Right.
But from the perspective that Douglas just shared, like there is no good or evil. It's just our perception of that murder is bad. But in fact, further on in the podcast, he goes on to say that he worked with a family who'd lost a child to murder.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the murder of the child, the lives of the whole family changed, like into a completely more positive way. And so he was giving that as an example.
Yeah.
But again, this change of the family is just judgment by someone.
It's
all about judgment, you know. It's not about perception, it's also with you, how you judge it. And
yeah, right.
You do this is...
I hadn't considered that. So it's all just
it's true.
The same. It's all just how we perceive. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a collective perception. So like this group of people think this is good and this group of people think this is bad. So then we start to just think in good and bad. And
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. It's true. Mm-hmm.
But when you told us the story of the farmer, which I already heard before. It just came to mind what you always say. So when you get sick, there's something positive in the sickness.
Yeah.
Right. It's exactly in this context we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's nothing bad, it's always.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it helps you.
Yeah. So right. The body's cleaning itself out, for instance.
Yeah. There's a reason why you're sick.
Yeah.
You need to rest or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Hundreds, millions of possibilities.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, right. It's true. Yeah. Sometimes it's not easy to look at things from the more awakened perspective or the broader perspective.
Because like if we were all sitting in the Gaza Strip right now, we might be more affected and not be able to stay in this
state. Right, right.
Yeah, but we're still...
The shaman would not be saying that we don't have anything to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
maybe.
The difference is we're so fortunate to be.
Right.
But then there's a reason why we're here, and there's a reason why we're.
Yeah.
Not on the Gaza Strip.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't have petrol.
We don't have petrol.
We don't have.
Yeah, because how did you describe Portugal? Because we are.
What did I say?
What did you say?
It's because we don't have oil underneath us.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't know what to do with that, to be honest.
No, we don't have oil. We just have eucalyptus.
Yeah. Okay, other things. But
yeah.
I think the scale is still different. And I don't know what to do with that.
Well, here's an interesting point of view. They say that in the traditions of Buddhism, that when you are becoming more and more awake, you see less and less so-called bad things happen around you. To a point, and then you, as you keep going, you get to a point where actually everything is fine. And then after that, you get to a point where everything is complete bliss. Everything that happens around you, you cannot perceive from the fully awakened state, you cannot perceive suffering. You see everything. You perceive suffering, yes, you have compassion, but you know that it's not what you thought it was. So, you don't experience it yourself. You only experience bliss, even though you can see people around you not having a good time or whatever it is. You see God in them. You see their divine nature. This is also in the traditions of India as well. And so there are no problems. You don't experience problems, you only experience what is the next thing that's to do. And then if someone needs help, you just help them. It's automatic, because compassion and love are automatic. At that point, you become compassion, you become love. And so action becomes automatic to whatever action needs to happen. But there's no worry. There's no discontent about anything that's happening in the world.
I see a lot of truth in that. It's and personally, I've been changing a lot of how I see what goes on in the world. I always was sure that fascism, or to have a fascist government, it's a bad thing. And the other day I just did something like, just came out of me like, and I put in the group, maybe the fascists should win, so people can actually see what that is and stop romanticizing.
Yeah, you started a little something there, didn't you?
That surprised me. Because I was like,
right.
Okay. But this has been happening a lot.
Yeah.
To me, And it's something that it confuses me sometimes. Sometimes it worries me, and sometimes it's a huge relief to see that this is changing. There's perspectives changing, but it's always changing.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know, this whole thing of war and someone just, you know, seeing their whole families exploding in front of them seems still so extreme.
Yeah.
And so strong.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It still
does seem extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Compared to eucalyptus or, you know, whatever that we are dealing in our life.
Sure.
And it's just.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm still processing all that. It makes total sense what you're saying. Really, from the core, it makes. But
yeah,
when I think about the things and it's a different, feeling.
Yeah, when I hear that, it just jumps to my mind. So I mean, there must be how many grades of suffering, you know? Some person is suffering because I don't know. You didn't get an A plus in a test, you only get an A. Another person is suffering from, I don't know, small things, and then we suffer from eucalyptus, as you say, or from a fallen tree, or and other people suffer really. They don't have something to eat.
Yeah.
People die, or children die because they.
Yeah.
And it seems like this cannot be relevant.
Or all these wars and bombings and so. Yeah. But this is what you say. You should consider how happy we are here. So in this region, you know?
Yeah.
It's, even if there are things not good. I think it seems that we are looking for suffering, when we call it suffering. You know, we look for bad things. I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's also
why do we watch the news? Why do we listen to the news?
Mm-hmm.
It's all bad. Mm-hmm. Why do we do it?
Yeah.
It's all bad. There is no good news. Have you noticed? The news means bad.
Mm-hmm.
Something bad happening in the world. It's never good. So why do we watch the news?
Yeah,
you know?
Perception. For some people, news are good. You know?
Huh?
For some people, the news are good.
Yeah, Inuit people, they're very happy with global warming.
Yeah.
Because they say, we're going to have fruits and trees and grass.
Right.
Like our ancestors said.
Yeah.
Then I saw a documentary about that. I was like,
yeah.
Right. Wow. They were actually celebrating global warming.
Interesting,
This is what all the politicians do. So what do you see on the news? So since I was a little child, I always heard about Israel and war with Palestinians and all this stuff. I heard this from a little boy.
Yeah.
And so we have this in Germany, this 15 minutes Tagesschau, 8 o'clock every day. And the amount of this war, so Israel was, I think, 7 days a week, all the time. There was always something going on in Israel and war. And with the time, actually, the news changed. So when there was, let's say, when I was 10 years old or 20 years old, there was maybe a minute about economics. Now it's 10 minutes about economics, if there is not a big war just happening, which takes sense as a 10 minutes, but the other 5 minutes is economics. So the whole news, what they present, you have changed. And when you see these politicians celebrating a new law, so why do they celebrate? Because they think, or whatever, for some people these news are good, you know. Not all news are bad. So when you say all news are bad for you, this is also perception of what you make out of it.
Of course.
Others may be fine, so it's good, you know.
Of course. Yeah.
So yeah, could talk about that.
We could. No, it's definitely my perception, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Unfortunately, I'm on your side, so most things that come are not good. So.
Yeah, I mean, they might talk about sunny weather, or the Dow Jones went up yesterday, or something like that, but that's a very small percentage of what I see.
If you have shares, you know, the Dow Jones will help.
What?
Yeah, it depends what you have. If you have gold, you're happy.
Yeah, right. It's all relative.
Yeah.
And so is suffering too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you're living in Gaza, doesn't mean you're suffering more than a person living in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
It's still suffering. You know, it's all relative. It's our own mind. The suffering comes from the mind, fighting what is happening, not from external circumstances, but from what your mind tells you about those so-called external circumstances. What is your mind telling you? What are the thoughts telling you? What do you believe about those circumstances? Anyway.
To be continued.
sure, yeah.
Why did you remember what you called Portugal before? Because that was, what was it?
Inexplicable.
Anything explicable, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or everything inexplicable.
Mm.
I have to mull that over. Yeah. Anything or everything.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a mystery. It's all a mystery.
What is?
Portugal. Mm. And the rest of it too. Especially Portugal. good practice. For me, anyway. Yeah, I realize that about Portugal. It's like really good practice for me. I don't know what I'm practicing for, though.
Nobody knows.
Is it going to be like a contest or like a game, like a, you know,
trying
I'm going
to
win,
control,
a, win something?
Is that a need to control?
Huh?
Is that a need to control?
Yeah, maybe.
The surreal moments are really precious. I'm starting to enjoy that in life more and more. And some months ago, we were having a late meeting for the Verde in the Esplanada. There was no one. It was bloody cold, and yeah, there was no one there. Just Don Isabel, just you know, inside, and we were the four of us outside in the rain. Just then, the rain stopped, and it became really silent, and we were just talking, like, what the hell are we doing here? This is so silly, like, we should be in the house, warm.
Uh-huh.
And then in this moment, we start listening to this drum. Boo-doo-doo-doo, boo-doo-doo-doo. And I was like, what is this? What is this sound coming? And there's Senhor Arlindo, do you know Senhor Arlindo? The guy that is always drunk, by the Esplanada, with glasses. And he's just passing by with the big drum.
Really?
On his own.
Oh.
On his own.
Nice.
It's a rain.
It stopped raining at that point, you know,
oh.
But it was, you know, it was really, there was absolutely no one in Perfect. It was silence. It was just the four of us in the stupid Esplanada. And then this guy is just passing all along the road.
Funny.
And we could not even talk with each other. We were just like, is this something from a Kafka book or something? You know, it was so strange. But we just burst out laughing. When he passed completely, after that minute of silence that we were just observing, just continues. And then we just look at each other and start laughing. Why? It's inexplicable. Why would he do that? Like, I love it. I'll never forget this moment. I love Senhora Linda just because of that, honestly. You know, he just came out of his house and started drumming in an empty Benfica.
That's beautiful.
Along the road.
That's
honestly,
fantastic.
It's great. It's
it's really good. I was thinking about doing that too.
I still see you doing that.
Starting a marching band. I used to be in a marching band.
Really?
A guerrilla marching band.
Oh.
Or we just show up somewhere, like in the city, and just start playing, like,
well,
in front, you know, on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It It was really fun. And eventually we got hired to do events. Yeah, we did a roller derby halftime show. You know what roller derby is?
No.
It's when you, it's usually women that race around on roller skates and they push each other, try to win. Yeah. So this was the halftime show. We did a halftime show.
And you went to play then?
Yeah, we played in the halftime part.
Yeah,
we marched out into the, it's a hockey rink, but it's in the summer.
Yeah.
There's no ice, it's just floor. And we marched out and we did a whole routine. And then I think there were like 20 people there. So like almost nobody there. It was really fun.
Surreal too.
Totally surreal. Totally. But we used to just show up somewhere and play. We started getting more and more people, but my friend had a motorcycle helmet and he had attached a loudspeaker to the top of it and he would play Martin Luther King talking like really loud. And so we would jump in the car and just go to some random place and get out and grab the drums and he had this huge like bass drum and I had a snare drum and we had all the like the suits, you know, like the American old school like marching band suits. Yeah, I wanted to start something like that here. But I think there's already one here.
Sing other lines.
Yeah, but there's other ones because it's the tradition. It's the tradition here, marching bands.
Yeah.
They're not.
Which are surreal.
Totally surreal, yeah. Totally.
I also have a love for these guys.
Yeah. That's fun.
Because they never develop the music to any level. They just play the same thing.
Yeah.
On and on for decades and decades and decades. Like, I still don't understand. It's like, I just...
Yeah.
I just look, wow. And they keep on teaching the same to the children. The children continue going there as if it's something really exciting. And yeah.
Right.
Inexplicable.
Yeah. Totally inexplicable. Yeah. All right. We should wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It got really interesting. All right, so we'll see you next week?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.